Well, Mr. Brady, the healthcare debate is continuing on Capitol Hill, but we're not getting to hear any of it because it seems to all be going on behind closed doors now.
Yes, the president promised healthcare would be an open process we could all watch on C-SPAN, but all these negotiations are being done behind closed doors. House Ways and Means Democrats shut off debate on all amendments dealing with healthcare and have laid the table, basically, for the Senate to use what they call reconciliation. It's the nuclear option. It's where you ignore your rules, ignore debate, and you just jam something through. So it seems to me that all these behind-the-door secret negotiations are just being set up for it being ultimately rammed through the House and Senate with very little debate.
And when you hear Harry Reid talking about this being multiple trillions of dollars, that's even scarier.
It is. The Senate Democrat leader said this bill will be closer to $2 trillion when you look at all the costs. And the fact that the House and Senate still refuse to allow the American public to have at least 72 hours to study this bill before it's voted on tells me a great deal. Whatever they're hiding, they don't want the public to see, and they certainly don't want members of Congress to be held accountable before they vote on this massive bill.
When they say they want bipartisan ideas and the president says his door is open, does that mean that amendments are actually happening?
Unfortunately, no. Ways and Means Democrats blocked all amendments to the health care bill, including some that I was offering, giving the public 72 hours to study this bill, ensuring that there won't be rationing with Medicare, that seniors won't have longer wait times to see their doctor or won't have their services cut, and another amendment ensuring that there won't be jobs lost because of these huge tax increases on small businesses and on professionals.
One thing they're not adamantly opposed to is spending money by the trillions, and this stimulus continues to be the best example of spending that isn't getting as much in return. When you break down the numbers, are they helping us at all?
This month, the public's going to see three completely different numbers on the stimulus, all of which are pretty much made up. But one thing that's becoming clear is that for every 100 jobs that are lost to the economy, the stimulus is creating one, and usually in Washington, D.C. The government is the one that's growing, and the cost to create each of these jobs is almost $500,000, $500,000 to create one new job. It's why the public doesn't believe the stimulus is working, why they want that money to stop and be returned to them as taxpayers. Because remember, we're borrowing all that money from China, from other countries, digging us deeper into debt. It's one of the reasons why our dollar is falling and why the rest of the world is starting to wonder, will America ever get its financial house in order?
Well, folks all around the country are wondering why wages are at an 18-year low. Here in Texas, we're not seeing a lot of want ads for new jobs out there.
No, we're not. Texas, thankfully, is in better shape than many states. But I looked carefully at the White House's promises on the stimulus, and they said at this point, Texas would gain 270,000 new jobs as a result of the stimulus. In fact, just the opposite. We've lost almost 180,000 jobs. So not only is stimulus not meeting its promise, we're actually losing more and more jobs each week. And some of them, we're told, will never come back.
People who worked their whole lives and now are relying on Social Security to survive, they are concerned about the fact that they're not getting a cost of living adjustment this year, even though we're not seeing any inflation.
I serve on Social Security Subcommittee, and I know seniors count on that program. I am worried, though, about Congress manipulating each year that annual COLA, because once you do that, you've really created serious problems. If Congress is serious about preserving the solvency of Social Security for this generation and every generation, this has to be a one-time-only action. It has to be paid for and cannot add to the debt. I think the best way to pay for a $250 payment is to cut about $40 billion of the stimulus that hasn't been spent. That will actually save us in interest costs, exactly what that payment is. Then we don't have to go to China to borrow money. We don't add to the country's horrible financial mess.
Well, Washington just seems to be spending trillions like they're candy. A lot of us here at home are very concerned about what's going on with our defense issues, especially when you're dealing with problems with Afghanistan and the concerns about what's going to happen with Guantanamo Bay as the president's trying to make his campaign promises come true.
I'm worried about two defense issues. This week, the House voted to allow enemy combatants who were held at Guantanamo Bay to be shipped to U.S. soil, and without, in my belief, the security precautions that need to go along with it. I vote consistently to keep those terrorists off United States soil. The second concern is the president is still silent on what we're doing in Afghanistan. We have to prevent Afghanistan from slipping back into the hands of the Taliban. We have to deny al-Qaeda a safe haven to plan future attacks against America and our allies. The president has said this is his goal, but his silence on McChrystal's request for more troops or to have a strategy that can mean victory in Afghanistan is troubling.
Just when I think, Mr. Brady, that there is a limit to how much silliness can happen on Capitol Hill, I get reminded that there truly is no limit. NFL hearings, hearings on turning down the volume of commercials on your TV. What's going on up there?
It's hard to believe with all the problems facing America today and the world. We have House committees led by Henry Waxman holding hearings on NFL player suspensions and actually passed legislation requiring television operators to lower the volume on commercials. While those loud commercials bother me, is this really a federal matter? With the jobs the way they are, with the health care reform, with cap and trade getting ready to devastate our economy, we're going to spend time on TV commercial volume?